It is great to welcome Tim from Wototo, Australia, New Zealand, joining us today. Hey, Tim, how's it doing?
Good, man. How are you? Great to have you chatting with me again. It's been a while.
It is so good to hear that familiar New Zealand twang.
I've been working on that. Hey, man, I'm weeks away from getting my appointment to have the sit down and get the ceremony for my citizenship.
You're becoming a real Australian.
Real Australia, mate. All that's left is the shaking of the hand and getting the baggy green. Oh no, sorry, wrong game.
Anyway, we better get on to our purpose for chatting today because Wototo Children's Choir, we know them well from the amazing visits that they've made to our part of the world over many years. These amazing singing and performers, and it all is helping towards what Wototo do in Uganda in Africa. But the kids haven't been able to travel because of COVID.
No, you know what? It's a real challenge because just for those that don't know, there's a lot of people on the sunny coast who do, and a lot of people that have gone along to the choirs, that have heard them perform, that have actually gone and visited them in Africa. There's a surprisingly large part of the Wototo family here on the sunny coast, so it's quite cool. But for those that don't know, Pastor Gary and Marilyn Skinner started Wototo back in the early 1980s when children were being stolen from their families and they were being taken into the bush by the rebels to become child soldiers. And what was happening actually is the husbands were being killed and the kids were being stolen and the mums were left orphaned, as it were. And as these kids started to escape from the army that they were part of, they needed somewhere to live. And they were, you can imagine how broken they were. And God called Pastor Gary and Marilyn Skinner to start Wototo, which literally means children. And the heartbeat was that they would be able to bring these orphaned mums and these orphaned kids together in a home and in a home for life. So that really is what started Wototo. And so there's these villages across Uganda and in South Sudan that are actually homes for life. So they're not just supported until they kind of get on their feet. This is their family and this is their home. And so that's a really exciting sort of history. But then Pastor Gary and Marilyn sort of thought, you know, how do we tell the story about what's going on with these kids? They're actually starting to become much more resilient. They're developing hope, you know, purpose, and they're feeling loved. But how do we tell the world about it? And how do we, you know, get support to do the work? And the choir, they suddenly realized they had these African children who could sing and could dance at the same time. I know I sound surprised because I can't do either. And if I try to do them together, So that they could sing and they could dance and they could perform and they could share their stories, their real stories to Australians and to New Zealanders and to the world. And that was actually a huge way of helping the world come and embrace what was going on. So together, the global Wototo family was formed through that. And so the choir, though, came back to New Zealand and Australia in just at the beginning of 2020 as COVID was hitting. And the children actually got stuck in New Zealand. And what happened was the Uganda government said, okay, Wototo, you've got 24 hours to get your kids back in the country. And they were locking the borders. And they went, the flights are 25 hours. What are we going to do? And they literally, they found some churches in New Zealand. And thanks to some supporters here in Australia, these kids were sustained for 6 to 9 months in New Zealand in 2020. So that has like really at the end of the day, you're left with these Wototo children who love to sing, love to dance, who love to share their story. But also as an organization, we're going, is now the right time to do that? We don't want to subject them to that again, because that's really that was horrific for them to have to go through. But also COVID has meant that the villages were locked down and so they couldn't come together to train and develop the choir. The choir takes 2 years to put together. So there's 2 years of that they haven't been able to train. So we haven't had the choir, Wototo Choir, for a couple of years. And then probably next, for at least another couple of years, they won't be coming into town. And so that makes it really hard for us to be able to help these kids that are struggling. And as a result, by the way, we've lost 500 sponsorships in Australia and New Zealand. And so the guys actually in Uganda they said, how about we put a Christmas album together so the kids have a chance to sing and do what it is that they love doing. And then also as an opportunity to say thank you to the world that has really sustained them during this challenging time. So in a small window in September, October, in between a couple of lockdowns, the kids got together, practiced, got in the studio, and they've put together this incredible album. And it's a real celebration of Christmas and a celebration of Lototo.
Is it going to become one of those must plays on our Christmas rotation this year?
Mate, you're asking the guy who works with Lototo. So, of course, I mean, these kids are incredible. They're phenomenal. And the album is a fantastic album, mate. It really has been put together so well, and it's got this African touch to it. And so, you know, I'm an old radio guy, mate. I've been playing Christmas music for 25 years. I'm a little jaded when it comes to that. And so this album definitely has a freshness to it. I mean, where else do you hear a touch of Africa at Christmas time? And like here on the sunny coast, we need that. We need the joy and the happiness that comes with that. So I think it is a must play, and you know, the more people do play it on iTunes or on Spotify or wherever else they get their music from, it's a way actually they can give back, because you know, every time they play it, a little bit of royalty goes back to Lototo in Africa. And so play it, mate, just put it on repeat at home for a little while, and that's your gift to Lototo.
So this is in going some way to support Lototo in these difficult times. And is the plan to have the touring choirs go back around the world when it's safe to do so?
Yeah, they are looking at the moment and trying to get to the US and the UK. So what happened was that we'd had the choir, was supposed to have the choir here on the east coast of Australia in beginning of 2020. But as I say, they got stuck in New Zealand. COVID put the kibosh and all of that. So the next one that they were going to go to was Europe and the US. And so what they did is they took what they were working on then and have started reworking on it now, and they'll be working on it for the next 6 to 8 months. So that will then take them into probably the US and probably the UK in either late 2022 or early 2023. So for us, we're probably 3 or 4 years away from having another choir here, which is a real tragedy, because again, it's an amazing opportunity for the kids to see the world, and it's an amazing opportunity for us to experience Africa. And one thing, Steve, that I do have to say is the kids, they stand there and they genuinely mean this. Whenever you speak to them, they'll say, thank you for loving us. Thank you for loving Lototo. Thank you for loving us. And the fact that you've got these kids who have had everything taken away from them, everything. You know, one of the guys I met, and this staggers me, he was thrown away as a baby, literally. Lototo rescued him out of a trash can. And that child went through the Lototo program and is now running the Worship Academy that trains these kids to sing around the world. And when I spoke to him, I was like, you know, surely you must be finding it hard at the moment. He goes, you know what? It's just another opportunity to get better at what we're doing so we can show the Lototo family around the world how much we appreciate them and are grateful for them. And that heart attitude, I reckon we can learn a lot from that, you know. We look around at our struggles and our hardships. Look, I'm not speaking to you. I'm speaking to me here. And I think, you know, I wish my kids could be more or whatever. I wish that I could, if COVID hadn't come, I might have been able to buy that house down the beach. I'm joking, because that would never have happened. But, you know, like just the idea of we sit there and complain about our small things. But the reality is, when you hear these kids and the love and joy that they have, that there is incredible and it's infectious. So if they can come back, that'll be amazing. If they can't, buy the album, listen to it a lot, and it'll just put a smile on your face during a really stressful time in the lead up to Christmas.
Absolutely. What's the best way that we can have a listen to the latest Christmas album from Lototo?
Well, I would say, mate, listen to Salt, because you guys will be playing it, I'm sure. And also, it's on Spotify, it's on iTunes, wherever you download your music from. They haven't had a chance to press it onto CD because it was such a tight turnaround. So they're looking to release the CD in 2022. So it is only available digitally. Or they can get in touch with us here at Lototo, and which is just lototo.com. And we can make that available to them as well. We've got some little backdoor ways that we can say Merry Christmas. Just don't let the bosses know, because they don't really like the idea that I do that.
All right, it's just between you and me.
That's right.
And if we want to get involved as well on a say a regular level to help out with Lototo, we go to that same web address?
Yeah, let me just say, Steve, on that note, at the moment, our greatest need is trying to help out those 500 kids who have lost sponsorships. And so at the moment, we have a Gift of Love campaign going on. And what we're trying to do is we're just trying to provide them with support for 12 months. And if we can provide them with some emergency support for 12 months, it allows us then to spend 2022 trying to find them a long-term home. And so if people do want to support, then we just love, they can go to wetoto.com and then they can access it there via the donate page. And you can give for a month, which is $43, or you can give for a year, which is $513. And so, if they can help us out that way, if they want to support long-term, that is awesome. That's a real blessing. But right now we get, and we appreciate that it's a tight time for a lot of families. You know, COVID's been hard. Christmas is here and our kids want something. So just a little bit towards that would mean a huge amount. So it's our Gift of Love campaign. And it's, if you go to the website, wetoto.com, it's right there. You can't miss it.
Tim Cesarish, the Australian New Zealand Country Director for Wetoto. Thank you so much for your time today. Great catching up and have a wonderful Christmas.
Yeah, you have an incredible blessed Christmas too. And everyone who listens to Salt as well. Thanks so much, mate. Appreciate it.